بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So today is the 19th day of Ramadan in the year 1443 Hijra. And so continuing with our series on what indicates the importance and the greatness of the affair of Tawheed. In today's short reminder, we are going to discuss how what is known as al-ma'ruf, that which is good, that which is considered good, how tawheed is the foundation for everything that is ma'ruf. Tawheed is the asal for everything that is ma'ruf, known as ma'ruf, that which is good or considered to be good. And conversely, shirk is the asal, is the foundation for everything which is considered to be munkar. And so this is the affair that we are going to discuss in today's reminder. And again, this is to highlight the great status of Tawheed, its foundational nature for everything. It is the asal of everything. So, from the Quran, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Ali Imran, وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Let there be amongst you a group who calls to goodness and who commands with al-ma'ruf, who commands with al-ma'ruf and who prohibits from al-munkar. They are the ones who are prosperous. They are the ones who are prosperous. And also in Surah Ali Imran, some verses later, verse 110, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, in a similar ayah, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are the best nation brought out for mankind. You command the good and you prohibit the evil and you believe in Allah. So first of all, let's have a look at what Al-Imam At-Tabari rahimahullahu ta'ala has mentioned about these verses. He first of all mentions from Ibn Abbas, and Ibn Abbas qawluhu kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, that you are the best nation brought out for people. Ibn Abbas, he explained this ayah by the following. He said, ta'murunahum bil ma'ruf an yashhadu an la ilaha illallah. You command them with al-ma'ruf that they testify that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. Meaning that this statement, this kalima of Tawheed, is the first thing that enters into that which is ma'ruf. And then Ibn Abbas continues, wal-iqrar bima anzal Allah, and to affirm what Allah revealed, wa tuqatilunahum alayh, and you, meaning the believers, you fight them over this. وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ هُوَ أَعْظَمُ الْمَعْرُوفِ. And La ilaha illallah is the greatest ma'ruf, is the greatest of all that is considered to be good. وَتَنْهَوْنَهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and you prohibit them from evil. وَالْمُنْكَرُ هُوَ التَّكْذِيبُ هُوَ أَنْكَرُ الْمُنْكَرِ. And you prohibit them from evil, meaning you the believers. And munkar is at-takdhib. It is rejection, denial. And it is the most evil of that which is a munkar, of that which is evil. And then Imam At-Tabari continues, and he then says, wa aslu al-ma'ruf, kullu ma kana ma'rufan, fa fi'luhu jamilun mustahsan. He says, the foundation of that which is known as ma'ruf is everything that is known and good and whose action is considered to be jameel, beautiful, and which is considered to be good. And the reason why obedience to Allah has been labeled as ma'roof, وَإِنَّمَا سُمِّيَتْ طَاعَةُ اللَّهِ مَعْرُوفًا, that obedience to Allah has been labeled as ma'roof, لِأَنَّهُ مِمَّا يَعْرِفُهُ أَهْلُ الْإِيمَانِ وَلَا يَسْتَنْكِرُونَ فِعْلُهُ. So this is because the people of Iman, they consider it to be good, they consider it to be, they know it, they recognize it, they know it is good. Why? Because it is declared good by Allah Azza wa Jal. And so therefore it becomes known as ma'roof to the believers. And the believers see it as something good, and they don't consider it to be something evil, or something, if you do it, it's considered to be, you know, munkar or evil. So this is why the ma'roof is known as ma'roof, and why obedience to Allah is known as ma'roof. Meaning that after Allah has established it to be something good, then the believers consider it to be something good, they see it as something good, and they see its observance as something good, praiseworthy, jameel, beautiful, and so on and so forth. And then At-Tabari explains, وَأَصْلُ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأَصْلُ الْمُنْكَرِ, that the foundation of that which is munkar, that which is evil or rejected, مَا أَنْكَرَهُ اللَّهِ, it is whatever Allah has rejected. وَرَأَوْهُ قَبِيهًا فِعْلُهُ, and likewise, what the believers consider to be evil, that if it's done, if it's performed, they consider that to be evil. And for that reason, وَلِذَلِكَ سُمِّيَتْ مَعْصِيَةُ اللَّهِ مُنْكَرًا, and for that reason, disobedience to Allah is labeled as munkar. لِأَنَّ أَهْلَ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ يَسْتَنْكِرُونَ فِعْلَهَا وَيَسْتَعْذِمُونَ رُكُوبَهَا. This is because the people of Iman in Allah, who believe in Allah, they consider its performance, such a deed, to be munkar, evil, and they consider it a mighty affair, a grave and serious affair, that someone should perform such an evil action. Right? So this is the ma'roof. The reason why the ma'roof is ma'roof, and why obedience to Allah is labeled as ma'roof, and why the munkar is munkar. Why is it munkar? Because Allah has rejected it and does not like it. And as a result, the believers in turn, they see it as something qabih, repugnant, and munkar, and evil. And they consider its performance to be repugnant and evil. And so it becomes among the believers as something which is munkar. Just like the ma'roof, that which Allah likes and commands, it becomes ma'roof amongst the people of Iman. And doing it and performing it is therefore considered as something which is jameel, beautiful, it is mustahsan, it is considered to be good. And then At-Tabari rahimahullah continues commenting on the verse, and he says, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, the statement of Allah, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and you believe in Allah, meaning تُصَدِّقُونَ بِاللَّهِ, you believe in Allah, فَتُخْلِصُونَ لَهُ التَّوْحِيدِ وَالْعِبَادَةِ, so you believe in Allah, therefore you single him out in tawheed and in worship. So this is the statement of Imam At-Tabari rahimahullahu ta'ala on that verse in Surah Ali Imran. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas ta'muruna bil-ma'ruf wa tanhawna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. Next we have the speech of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala, and he likewise speaks about the issue of commanding the good and prohibiting the evil. So he says, speaking here about how this duty of commending the good and prohibiting the evil is primarily upon those in authority, right? That they are the people who are most worthy of doing these things, commanding the good and prohibiting the evil, because the responsibility is obviously upon them. So he says, وَلَاتُ الْأَمْرِ أَحَقُّ النَّاسِ بِنَصْرِ دِينِ الرَّسُولِ, that those in authority are the most worthy of people of aiding and supporting the religion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمَا جَاءَ بِهِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ, and likewise to support whatever he brought of the guidance and the true religion, وَبِإِنْكَارِ مَا نَهَى عَنْهُ, and to show rejection against what he prohibited from, وَمَا نُسِبَ إِلَيْهِ بِالْبَاطِلِ مِنَ الْكَذِبِ وَالْبِدْعَةِ, and likewise to reject what has been ascribed to the religion of falsehood, in falsehood of lies and innovations, إِمَّا جَهْلًا مِنْ نَاقِلِهِ, either due to ignorance from the one who does these things or transmits these things, وَإِمَّا عَمَدًا, or whether it is done on purpose. And this is because, as Ibn Taymiyyah says, فَإِنَّ أَصْلَ الدِّينِ هُوَ الْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, because the asal of the religion is to command the good and to prohibit the evil. So this is like another way to explain Islam, the deen of Islam. If, you know, what is the asal of Islam? Well, the asal of Islam is that you command everything which is ma'roof and you prohibit everything which is munkar. And then Ibn Taymiyyah says, وَرَأْسُ الْمَعْرُوفِ هُوَ التَّوْحِيدِ, وَرَأْسُ الْمَعْرُوفِ هُوَ التَّوْحِيدِ, وَرَأْسُ الْمُنْكَرِ هُوَ الشِّرْكِ. And so the chief part of that which is ma'roof is tawheed, and the chief part of that which is shirk, or the head of that which is munkar, is shirk. Is shirk. So this is another way to explain Islam. What is Islam in its foundation? Islam is to enjoin the good and to prohibit the evil. Okay, so now what is the good? What is ma'roof? Well, the asal of everything which is ma'roof is tawheed, and every other thing which is ma'roof, it branches off from tawheed. And the asal of that which is munkar is shirk. And everything else which is munkar, it branches off, you know, it emanates and arises from shirk. And so that encapsulates the whole of the religion of Islam. And then Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah continues and he says, وَقَدْ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ بِهِ فَرَّقَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ التَّوْهِيدِ وَالشِّرْكِ وَبَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ وَبَيْنَ الْهُدَى وَالضَّلَالِ وَبَيْنَ الرَّشَادِ وَالْغَيِّ وَبَيْنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. He says, Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with guidance and the true religion. And by way of this guidance and the true religion, Allah separated and distinguished between at-tawheed and shirk, between truth and falsehood, between guidance and misguidance, between ar-rashad, the right way, and al-ghay, which is the wrong way or deviation, and between al-ma'roof, that which is good, and al-munkar, that which is evil. And then Ibn Taymiyyah continues, rahimahullah, فَمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَأْمُرَ بِمَا نَهَى عَنْهُ وَيَنْهَى عَمَّا أَمَرَ بِهِ وَيُغَيِّرْ شِرِيَتَهُ وَدِينَهُ إِمَّا جَهْلًا وَقِلَّةَ عِلْمٍ وَإِمَّا لِغَرَدٍ وَهَوَى كَانَ السُّلْطَانُ أَحَقُّ بِمَنْئِهِ بِمَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ وَرَسُولُهُ. So he then says, any person who comes along and he wants to command that which Allah prohibited and prohibit that which Allah commanded, and he wants to change the sharia, he wants to change the religion, either out of ignorance and lack of knowledge, or due to a specific goal or objective and out of desire, then it is the sultan, it is the ruler, who is most worthy of prohibiting such a person, because this is what Allah commanded his messenger to do. And then Ibn Taymiyyah continues, وَالْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ كُتُبَهُ وَأَرْسَلَ بِهِ رُسُلَهُ مِنَ الدِّينِ. He says, this commanding the good and prohibiting the evil with which Allah sent His books and sent His messengers, all of this is from the religion. It is from the religion. So this is the speech of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, again explaining the issue of al-ma'roof, that which is known as good. Its asal is the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, wa ra'sul ma'roof, meaning the head or the main part of al-ma'roof is tawheed, indicating the excellence and the virtue and the importance of tawheed. And also that to enjoin the good, the ma'roof, and to prohibit the munkar, the very first things which enter into that obviously is tawheed, and on the other hand it is shirk. So as an illustration of that, we have some speech from Al-Imam Muhammad bin Ismail As-San'ani rahimahullahu ta'ala, and as you may know, he has an excellent book on the subject of tawheed and refuting the people of shirk. It's called Tathir al-I'tiqad an Adran al-Ilhad, purifying the belief from the specks or the impurities of disbelief and ilhad, of deviation and atheism and disbelief. And so the Shaykh rahimahullah, he explains the reason why he wrote this book. He explains the reason why he wrote this book. And he says, فَهَذَا تَطْحِيرُ الْإِعْتِقَادِ عَنْ أَدْرَانِ الْإِلْحَادِ, that this book, Purification of the Creed, it was obligatory upon me to author this book. وَجِبَ عَلِيَّ تَعْلِيفُهُ وَتَعَيَّنَ عَلِيَّ تَرْصِيفَهُ لِمَا رَأَيْتُهُ وَعَلِمْتُهُ مِنْ اتِّخَاذِ الْأَنْدَادِ فِي الْأَمْصَارِ وَالْقُرَى وجميع البلاد من اليمن والشام ومصر ونجد وتهامة وجميع ديار الإسلام. He says, this book was obligatory upon me to author, and it was specified upon me to write this book because of what I saw and I came to know of people taking rivals in worship with Allah in all the various regions and the cities and the various countries of Yemen and Sham and Misr of Egypt and Najd and in Arabia, Watihama, and all of the various lands of Islam. And it is وَهُوَ الْإِعْتِقَادْ فِي الْقُبُورِ, it is because the people started to believe in the graves. وفي الأحياء ممن يدعي العلم بالمغيبات والمكاشفات. And likewise, regarding the living people, about whom it was claimed that they know the unseen and that they can uncover certain things from the unseen. Yet these people are all from the people of Al-Fujur. So, in other words, As-San'ani rahimahullah ta'ala, he wrote this book because he saw it as an obligation upon himself to show rejection against the munkar. And the munkar is what? The asl of munkar is what? It is shirk. It is the opposite of the ma'roof, which is tawheed. And so, As-San'ani rahimahullah, he said, فَوَاجِبٌ عَلِيَّ أَنْ أَنْكُرَ مَا أَوْجَبَ اللَّهُ إِنْكَارَهُ. It is obligatory upon me to reject what Allah has made obligatory to reject. وَلَا أَكُونُ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَوْجَبَ اللَّهُ إِذْحَارَهُ. And that I should not be from those people who conceal that which Allah has obligated for it to be revealed. So this is Al-Imam Muhammad bin Ismail As-San'ani rahimahullahu ta'ala, he is a great scholar. He authored this book and he's explaining the reason why he wrote this book, Tathir al-I'tiqad, Purification of the Creed, which is an excellent and amazing book. And he says that when I saw this people being attached to the graves, in all the various lands, in Yemen, in Misr, in Sham, in Arabia, in Najd and Tihama and other places, it became a specific obligation upon me to author the likes of this book. And in order to command with the good, which is Tawheed, and to prohibit the munkar, which is shirk, the asl of which is shirk. And that if he had not written this book, then he would have been from those people who conceal that which Allah has obligated that it be revealed and explained. So this is the speech of As-San'ani rahimahullah ta'ala. And next we have the speech of Al-Imam Muhammad bin Abdul Latif al-Sheikh rahimahullah ta'ala, from the offspring of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab. And he says, as is mentioned in Ad-Durar As-Saniyah, he says, وَأَعْظَمُ الْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَعْظَمُ الْمَعْرُوفِ التَّوْحِيدِ وَالْعَمَلُ بِهِ التوحيد والعمل به ومعرفته واعتقاده والقيام بواجباته وأركانه والدعوة إليه وإرشاد الناس إلى ذلك والإنكار على من أعرض عنه. So he says the greatest of that which is al-ma'roof is التوحيد, and acting upon it and having knowledge of it and believing it and establishing its obligations and its pillars and calling to it and directing the people to it and rejecting upon the one who turns away from it, أو جهده, or who rejects it, or أودان بضده, or the one who worshipped with that which opposes it, وهو أعظم المنكر أي الشرك والكفر. Right, so that which opposes it is shirk and kufr, and it is the greatest of munkar, it is the greatest of evil. So again, here we see another statement from one of the great scholars explaining that the greatest of that which is known as al-ma'roof is tawheed, is tawheed. And so therefore, when we speak of al-amr bil-ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar, commanding the good and prohibiting the evil, then the first and foremost and the greatest of that which enters into al-ma'roof and which is the foundation of everything which is ma'roof is tawheed. And conversely, that which is the greatest thing for which is munkar and which is the foundation for everything which is munkar is al-shirk and al-kufr. And finally, we have the statement of Al-Imam Abdul Aziz bin Baz, Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala. And he said, Al-Amr bil-Ma'roof wal-Nahi anil-Munkar mawjoodun fil-Umami s-Sabiqa ba'athallahu bihi al-Rusul wa-anzala bihi al-Kutub. Commanding the good, commanding with Al-Ma'roof, and prohibiting the Munkar is something that was present in all the previous nations. Allah sent the messengers with this, meaning to command the good and prohibit the evil. And he revealed books with this. And then the Shaykh says, wa aslul ma'roof, the foundation of that which is ma'roof is the tawheed of Allah, wal ikhlas tawheedullah, wal ikhlas lahu, wa aslul munkar ashirku billah, وَعِبَادَةُ غَيْرِهِ. And the asal of evil, of munkar, is shirk with Allah and worshipping others besides Him. And then he says, وَجَمِيعُ الرُّسُلُ بُعِثُوا يَدْعُونَ النَّاسَ إِلَىٰ تَوْحِيدِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي هُوَ أَعْظَمُ الْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ النَّاسَ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ بِاللَّهِ الَّذِي هُوَ أَعْظَمُ الْمُنْكَرِ. All of the messengers were sent in order to call the people to the Tawheed of Allah, which is the greatest of the Ma'roof, and to prohibit the people from Shirk with Allah, which is the greatest of Munkar, the greatest of Munkar. And then the Shaykh continues, وَقَدْ كَانَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ فِي أَهْدِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَأَهْدِ أَصْحَابِهِ وَفِي أَهْدِ السَّلَفِ السَّالِحِ يُعَظِّمُونَ هَذَا الْوَاجِبِ. The Muslims in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the time of his companions, and in the time of the righteous Salaf, they used to consider this wajib to be something great. They used to consider this to be a tremendous and a great obligation. وَيَقُومُونَ بِهِ خَيْرَ قِيَامٍ And they would stand by it and perform it in the best of ways. فَالضُّرُورَ إِلَيْهِ بَعْدُ ذَلِكَ أَشَدُّ وَأَعْذَمٍ And the necessity and the need for this after their time is even more severe and even greater. لِكَثْرَةِ الْجَهْلِ وَقِلَّةِ الْعِلْمِ وَغَفْلَةِ الْكَثِيرِ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَنْ هَذَا الْوَاجِبَ الْعَظِيمِ And this is because the abundance of ignorance and the scarcity of knowledge and the heedlessness of the people, many of the people, from this mighty obligation. So in other words, Sheikh bin Baz is informing us that the people in the time of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the companions and the Salaf used to consider this to be a mighty obligation which they used to fulfill and perform. Unfortunately, this was neglected after their time, meaning commanding with Tawheed, which is the greatest ma'roof, and prohibiting from evil, from shirk, which is the greatest evil. Because the people neglected that, then the need for that is very great and severe after their time. And finally, we have just one closing statement from Al-Imam At-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala on another verse, which is in Surah At-Tawbah, the 9th chapter, verse 112. In this verse, Allah says, Al-Amiruna bil-ma'roof wa-nahuna anil munkar. Al-amiruna bil-ma'roof wa-nahuna anil munkar. Those who command the commanders of good and the prohibitors of evil. The commanders of good and the prohibitors of evil. And so Al-Hasan, rahimahullah ta'ala, At-Tabari quotes from him and he says, Al-amiruna bil-ma'roof, la ilaha illallah. The commanders of good, meaning those who command with La ilaha illallah. وَالنَّهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ The prohibitors of evil, meaning عَنِ الشِّرْكِ From evil. So this brings us to a close of today's reminder. So the reminder today is that At-Tawheed is the asal, is the foundation of that which is Al-Ma'roof. Al-Ma'roof. So everything which is known as al-ma'roof in the religion, its asal is tawheed, and tawheed is the asal of all of that. And everything which is shirk, everything which is munkar, everything which is evil, then the asal and the foundation of that is shirk. And so therefore, when we read in the Quran the verses that speak about commanding the good and prohibiting the evil, you know, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفُ وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ command, that you command with the good and you prohibit the evil, then all of that is considered to be in its asal, in its foundation, to be tawheed and shirk, and then everything else which is ma'roof and munkar, it branches off from these two things, tawheed and on the other hand, shirk. And so all of this indicates that commanding the good and prohibiting the evil is the asal of the deen of Islam, as explained by Ibn Taymiyyah, that commanding the good and prohibiting the evil is the asal of the entire religion of Islam. And the foundation of commanding the good, the first thing which is good, which is ma'roof, is tawheed, and the chief part, or the chief, or the main thing, which is munkar, is ash-shirk. So this brings us to an end to today's reminder, once again establishing from another angle, from yet another angle, as to how and why the importance, outlining the importance of the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, and how it permeates and enters into and is inseparable from every element and every aspect and every angle of the religion. So with that, we'll conclude today's lesson. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een.